Listen. I can't help but believe that at least that we came to the table to try to do something because, number one, we maybe were forced into it. Number two, once that occurred, I think people of reasonable minds came together and said, okay, let's try to do something. Obviously, we disagree as to what might work to make it happen. Yesterday, we agreed to hire some attorneys to represent us for a down a given path. Yesterday afternoon, we came in and looked at a big array of maps. Today, we come in and look at a big array of maps, and then suddenly, we're down to two. Neither one of which, but I'll back up just a minute. Whether we'll admit it or not, 10-4-1 does increase minority participation. And as I said yesterday, it does increase, almost doubles the number of people who will represent this council from below Interstate 35, which is 35. Interstate 30, I'll get my, okay, Interstate 30, which represents about half of the city. So we got to win if we can ever get there. Now, at least in my mind, the quadrant seats would represent, in the southeast, would represent an African-American seat, almost certainly. In the southwest corner would have to be a coalition. And in my hope, it would be a coalition with somebody that all three groups could agree to, and hopefully it could be a minority. That's in my mind. Now, I have no control over the ballot box, nor do any of the rest of us. And yet, in doing that, there is still a reality. And that reality is that there are a significant number of Anglos that live in the southwest quadrant of this city. We don't know exactly how many, but they're still there, and they participate in the whole system just like everybody else does. Consequently, I'm at least obligated to see if we can't, from the southern half of the city, have representation from Hispanics, from African Americans, from Anglos. And I understand your feeling about it and all that bit, but nevertheless, I'm trying to see if I can't make that happen. And it's not easy. Yesterday, I voted for to hire the attorneys and instruct the bid for the 10-4-1. Today, it looks to me like that I could easily walk away from here with nothing. And go back to a community that's in absolute turmoil over other matters that began when we did the 12-1 in the first place. And it may be that there is no solution to this except to go to the 14-1. Now, that to me was not the route that I wanted to try to take. But on the other hand, I cannot sit here and go back home and pick up the telephone and talk to the folks who care and say, look, I walked away with nothing for you. So that's what's going through my mind at this point in time. And I can tell you that I don't enjoy it. I'm not, to make that statement is not one which I'm anxious to be doing, or I'm feel good about, but that's where it looks like that I'm trying to come from. There were three maps that I thought that that I could live with. Obviously, they could be altered the various different ways, and that does appear that I mean they're no longer on the to be examined. I truly believe. I mean, I don't think, in spite of what we're telling each other, I don't think that there's not reasonably goodwill to try to find something that we can all live with. But it may be very, very difficult. So I'm just telling you where I am at the moment, and willing to continue from now to eternity to try to find the answer. But
Thank you, Dr. Tandy. Mr. Lipton,
thank you. Yeah. Madam Mayor, I appreciate what Dr. Tandy is saying, and I don't want to be condescending in my statement to Dr. Tandy, because you know that. But we made sure that we wanted to make sure that Chicanos, Hispanics, and Oak Cliff also was protected. That's why we didn't opt for the 12-1 or that other plan. We wanted to make sure. And I think that it's so redundant on my part, it's extremely repetitive for me to keep saying one more time. The lawsuit was styled on people who have been historically and legislatively excluded in the city of Dallas. That's what the lawsuit was styled on. And we've had a history of biases and things that's just part of us. And I know it's hard to do this and to do that, but it's the law of the land at this time. And people must be able to participate in the governmental process. They must be. That's what the lawsuit is styled on. Not to placate some unfounded white peers, Madam Mayor, and council members. And I don't want to experiment here on a whole race of people just to try to placate some constituent fears at the exclusion of denying a person their right. That's what it amounts to. We are acting as if the Hispanic community does not even exist. We're talking about our communities of interest and things such as that. Not that people have been legislatively excluded here. That's what we're talking about. Some of those things, I cannot participate in the courtroom system at the 10-4-1. I cannot in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And that's not going on the rock, it's Dr. Tandy in any way, shape, form, or fashion. No, but we cannot on the 10-4-1 participate. It's unfair to even ask us that. And I think Diane really, for us to be sitting here going through this, we give prayers, and as though we are part of it. And you know in your heart that it's not right for us to even be a part of this.